We left off yesterday with an interesting shaila. We didn't go into it. And that's the shaila of Ma'ariv on Lil Bdikas Chometz. Before we concentrate and look at the Mishnah Berurah inside, let us just explore in our own thoughts. What would be the thoughts, the halachic concepts that we would normally assume it would take into consideration? Very good. Absolutely, very good. You must be a regular in a dishoshi or something. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So that's right. So yes, of course. Tadiv v'shen notor. So how would it work? Tadiv v'shen notor. In terms of kirshma and kirshma being a deraisa, and perhaps ma'ariv also being a drabon, but still being a tadiv. Oh, very good. But either way, b'tikas chometz is probably a drabonon. It's not so poshut. Let's think about this for a minute. So we've got todi v'shen or todi dekoy. So you're saying that shma and ma'ariv is todi, because you do it every night. As opposed to b'tikas chometz, which is very much in a todi, because you're only doing it once a year. So todi v'shen or todi dekoy, and therefore we have to kirshma first. Good. So what would be a reason perhaps not to say that? Yeah. Oh. Very good. So therefore you're saying? Very good. Absolutely. Brilliant, Svoa. Absolutely. So what the Achronim are pointing out, and that's a very, very wichtige Svoa, is that we learned in Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph that when is the right time of B'tikas Chometz? When is precisely the time? And the Mishnah Berurah taught us, and that's really the Gemara in the first Perek of Psochim, that I'm going through the words again in Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Aleph. B'tchilas Leil Yudal, B'tchilas Leil Yudal, beginning of the night, Perish Teichav Ach Yetzias Kechov, immediately after the stars come out, Sheyesh Adayin Ktsas Ma'or Hayoim. There is still a little bit of daylight. That is the correct timing and the precise scheduling of B'tikas Chometz. Therefore, Rav Feingold points out that, hold on a sec, so it's true that generally would say Todi v'shenu Todi Todi Koidem, and hence would do Ma'ariv before B'tikas Chometz. But Rav Feingold points out that perhaps they're not so poshut, because since the timing of B'tikas Chometz is very specific, and you might clash. There's a very specific time for B'tikas Chometz, which is.
What's the makor for the night? Is there a makor for doing it the night before rather than on the day? Because we do the.
Yes, the Gemara dashes it from a pasuk. It's a remez. It's not explicit in the Torah, but it's learned from the Gemara dashes it. And the Gemara also says another reason. The Gemara says that's when we learn that we need to use it with candlelight. And candlelight only makes sense when it's getting dark. It doesn't make sense to use candlelight when it's light, and therefore there's no
b'tikas chometz. Problem about Tosef then, if you start before night.
If there is a
richtige makor for saying.
So the answer is, I thought about that, and the answer is that since that is the correct timing, so it's not bal Tosef. That is the time that Chachamim want you to do b'tikas chometz. So that's right. So that is the time. So Rabbi Yisai, so we've got to swallow why it might make sense to B'tikas Chometz a little bit before Ma'ariv. Because Ma'ariv, at the end of the day, you can do... How long can you do Ma'ariv? All night. And B'tikas Chometz, you can't. I mean, you can, but not ideally. We're saying that B'tikas Chometz got a very specific time.
You can't know.
Well, that's only B'diavad. We're looking at the L'chadchil. So the time of B'tikas Chometz is at a very specific time. Beginning of the night. And Ma'ariv really can do later as well. It's true, Zizi Makdim, and we're trying to do, but another really, Ma'ariv can daven all night.
Another sfora for it being, apart from the kind of avoiding the Tadim, another sfora of saying at the beginning of the night is that in order to fulfill all the opinions that say that the Nacht Zman is earlier, the 18 minutes after all the stars are in the sky, to fulfill all the opinions of the beginning of the night, if for the earlier Nacht Zman, that is another reason why it might start before the kind of the more normal Nacht time of the sort of
So therefore, you what in terms of Maariv?
Yeah, no, it's aside from the
Maariv. Oh, aside from the Maariv, okay, good. Now, good, yeah. Now, the additional, okay, that's very true, we're saying. So we're saying two svaras. Now, another element we need to take into consideration before we're proceeding with the Mishneh Berurah is, would it make a difference as to whether you're davening b'yechidus or b'tzibur? Mishneh Berurah is very busy with that. Would it make a difference as to whether you're davening on b'tzibur or b'yechidus? Now, let's say... Oh, good. So if you're talking about a tzibur, so you've got to make sure that, because we have to realize that that's evident from the Mishneh Berurah here. We have to realize that Mar Bizmanoi is, Baruch Hashem, Mar Bizmanoi is well established now in Klal Yisrael, but until fairly recently, people used to daven Mincha Maariv, and that was it. And there was no Maariv Bizmanoi. People used to get back from work, and that's from the times that you see that from the Mishnah's times until fairly recently, people would come back from the daven Mincha Maariv, and that was it. Maariv Bizmano is a fairly recent, so therefore, Mishneh Berurah is addressing that point. What happens because the reality was that people would daven Mincha Maariv, so. So the question is, how does that affect the B'tikas Chometz? How does that affect B'tikas Chometz? So Mishneh Berurah is going to go into all that. Let's see what Mishneh Berurah says, if Cotton Ches. Okay, so...
Might that make it better?
It makes it easier, why?
I'm saying, if someone... Because you get your Tadde Koydom anyway.
You've Dav Maariv early, and then you're out of the Shaila, of Tadde, for sure. And you get home, and then you can B'tikas Chometz. Absolutely. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, absolutely. I hear that. How chief dog? Ve'le'inyan tefilas Maariv. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Seif Kotten Ches, which is in page 6. But halfway in the Mishneh Berurah in the first column. How chief dog? Ve'le'inyan tefilas Maariv. With regards to the tefillah of Maariv. Oison ha'mispadrim Maariv bizmanoi. Those individuals who are davening Maariv bizmanoi, in its right time, betzibo, yispadalu mekoidem. Those people who are davening Maariv betzibu, yispal mekom, they should daven Maariv first. Why is that? To toirach lekapzon achakach, it will be impossible to gather a minion together later on again. Ve'en shaykh boi shamayim shaykh, and there's no chashash that this is going to schlep on. So do daven Maariv, and do p'tikas chometz after that. However, hamispalel beveisoi, somebody who is davening in his own house, yitein le'acher livdoik, v'hu yispalel. Somebody is davening b'chidus. He should ask somebody else to p'tikas chometz on his behalf, who yispalel, he should daven. Look at that. Mishneh Berurah says, if you're going to daven b'chidus, that the best way to do that is if you ask somebody to start the b'dika in its right time, when it's getting a little bit dark, and you should daven simultaneously. Through doing this, Yekayim Shnei Bizmano, both are fulfilled in its right time. You are davening in the right time, and B'tikas Chometz is happening in the right time. Not through you, but through somebody else. So what I'm seeing in this Mishneh Berurah is something absolutely fundamental. What do you see in this Mishneh Berurah in terms of the timing of B'tikas Chometz? It's crucial in this Mishneh Berurah. It's an unbelievably important Mishneh Berurah. He says, if there's a person who is b'yechidus, imagine there's a person that lives in, in a place there's no minion, in Mill Hill. Timbuktu, there's probably more likely to be a minion. He'll say, but in Mill Hill, and now he wants to, he doesn't have an obligation to daven Maariv b'minyan because within 18 minutes, there is no minion. Whatever, he is davening b'yechidus. That's what he does. Now, he wants to daven Maariv. Now, so he's going to daven in the right time. But the Mishneh Berurah says, what you should do in terms of b'tikas chometz, ask somebody, perhaps your bar mitzvah son, or perhaps your next door neighbor, or perhaps your father-in-law that has come over Yom Tov, ask him to start b'tikas chometz in its right time, rather than finishing Maariv and then doing B'tikas Chometz. So you want to ask somebody to start B'tikas Chometz in its right time.
Why can't you daven slightly before that?
Because Mishneh Berurah... Yeah, I don't know if it's Kiyashma or the right time of Maariv. But either way, what we are seeing, what I'm finding extremely important is Mishtabu, is you are seeing the importance of starting B'tikas Chometz in its right time, as opposed to waiting another half an hour and starting a bit later. You can do B'tikas Chometz later in the night, but we are seeing the importance of starting in its right time in its Mishtabu. And if you can't, you should still daven first. If there's nobody else around, you should daven Maariv first. Yeah. This gentleman in the middle.
He's a family, and he's gone tomorrow. And he's saying that.
Well, we're talking about a case that he's davening. He's davening his own house. He's davening himself. There's no minyan nearby. Daven Maariv, and since it's the time of Tikkas Chometz, ask somebody else to stop Tikkas Chometz.
Why
are you davening Maariv? Yeah.
So the mitzvah is not per se on the person.
Very important topic, which is a key subject. We'll talk about that. Who is the Tikkas Chometz on? Yeah. Very good. Yeah, that will be discussed as well. Does B'tikas Chometz, when the Gemara speaks about it, we'll discuss that as well. Is M'chuyv B'tikas Chometz. Okay. Yeah, perhaps. Yeah, very good, very good. So could you ask a wife, perhaps? Yeah, that's going to be a discussion as to whether women can B'tikas Chometz. That's the Gemara speaks about it. The issue is Neman. Okay, but if somebody is a gentleman that always davens b'yichidus, he should do b'tikas chometz first. Yeah, and now the Chok Yaakov, that's how he finishes off with the following statement. V'achok Yaakov kosav, Chok Yaakov paskens, tele oilem nispal atchilish, always daven first. To todia v'sheinu todia, todi koidem. Now, I want to just end off that. It's not just the Mishnah Berurah that finishes off with this. It's also other poskim take very much this approach. That's what Rabbi Yossel pointed out as well. That lemaisa, we go with the concept of todi v'sheino todi todi koidem, and that's why I think it's true to say the consensus of the poskim is. Rabbi Moshe also speaks about this in Shuvos that we're going to do Maariv before B'tikas Chometz. That's the consensus, and nobody nowadays is going to say. I think it's true to say that nobody's going to tell you today to do B'tikas Chometz before Maariv. Yeah. Yeah, that would be a good question. That would be a good question. See, that's a very good question. Everybody, so what do you think? There's a gentleman that always goes to 10 o'clock Maariv, and he never forgets. Yeah, but he knows, and it's in his system that when it's quarter to 10, he's off to Maariv. It's like he wouldn't miss it. Yeah, and I want to. So that's a good spot. On the other hand, I want to say that there is an interesting emotion. It's not everybody agrees to that, but many do. That emotion says that todi v'sheino todi is not just a rule in terms of choosing which ones you have to do first, but the emotion is mechadash. That todi v'sheino todi todi kodim also tells you that you must do the todi before the eino todi. If so, what comes out? No. You have to have Maariv before B'tikas Chometz. And if we go with the Moshe, then you wouldn't be allowed to have Maariv before B'tikas Chometz. Which is, by the way, I'm really adding that as a footnote. That's a bit of a issue. He speaks about Sefiras HaOmer. That's really where Moshe is coming from. What's the shayla on Sefiras HaOmer? What's the shayla on Sefiras HaOmer? We've got Sefiras HaOmer. Maariv and Sefiras HaOmer. Which one is Todia? Maariv is Todia, and what's Eino Todia? Sefiras HaOmer. So Rav Moshe says that which one do you have to do first? You have to do Maariv first. And not only you have to do, but you mustn't do the Eino Todia before the Todia. So that will be here as well. According to Rav Moshe, if I'm not mistaken, I haven't seen this shuva for a number of years, but if I'm not mistaken, and I'm pretty convinced that's what Rav Moshe paskens, you mustn't do the Eino Todia before the Todia. So you have to do Maariv before the B'tikas Chometz. Why is that? What do you mean you haven't said Shema yet? Yeah, okay, so since there is in the Mishnah Berurah taught us earlier that you can't, that Shema that you're saying before Nacht, since there is shittas that hold like that, yeah, you remember that? Yeah. So there won't be an issue. Now, although there are people who are makbits, there's a lot of people who will say Shema before kids. Yeah. Yeah, but you're right. It's not what it should be. Yeah, you're right. So a lot of people will be saying on that. Yeah. Yeah.
So how do you ever daven Maariv late? Any mitzvah that comes your way?
Such as?
I don't know, say it's
Yeah, that's not a toddy, any toddy shaila. No, but that's not. You're right. He's saying you have to do toddy before neta, but I don't think that it's a stocker that comes on your door. I don't think that's considered a. Yes. Yeah. Won't be. But let's look over a different scenario. If you've got a shayla of something which is eino toldia, something which is eino toldia which comes up before ma'arif, what would be a scenario of that? An eino toldia which comes up.
If you see the levana.
Levana before. Yeah. Later, yes. So it could be according to a Moshe. Although maybe I don't know if it's a mitzvah that you're concerned that the mitzvah will get lost over time. Then maybe that Moshe wouldn't apply. Then it's not shalat todah to shalat todah, because it's shalat, you might lose the mitzvah. If you might lose the mitzvah, if you can't do that eino todah later on, if you can't do that eino todah, then Moshe doesn't.
Think about mitzvah for some. You have a super mitzvah.
Yeah, that you can't do that later. You can't do that later. So that's not about todah v'sheino todah. That's you can't do this mitzvah later.
Why?
You've got to do it now.
Tamar at the beginning before the
sun. Yeah. Yeah.
What's the heter
to start? Yeah. Yeah, something to think about. I'm not sure. According to Moshe. Okay. Rabbi said, that's with regards to Ma'ariv. So, Halacha L'Maaseh, what do we see from this Mishnah Berurah in terms of Ma'ariv and Bedikas Chametz? Halacha L'Maaseh, what do we have to do? I think that a lot of people like to have Ma'ariv early, because I think there's a lot of Ma'ariv in that. There's really a lot of Ma'ariv in that. And if somebody's makpid to have Ma'ariv bismanoi, then Gesundheit, perhaps the Shliach. And if he doesn't want to appoint a shliach, then he should rush home. Yeah, because really, we're seeing the Mishnah Berurah, how important it is for the Mishnah Berurah to stop Bedikas Chametz on time. Yeah. Okay. And we move on with Siman Tov Lamed Beis. Din Birkas Bedikas Chametz, the halacha of the brocha of Bedikas Chametz. Koidim Shias Chaliv Doik prior to doing the bdikas chometz. Yivarech, you should make the following bracha. Hasher, kiddushonu b'mitzvah yisov, hevet zivonu al biu chometz. The Gemara discusses the loshen. Do you say levai chometz or al biu chometz? But either way, we pass and then we do al biu chometz. And what is the obvious question about that? We're not destroying it yet. Biu chometz literally means to mevaya, to destroy. Are you destroying it? At the moment, you're not yet destroying it. You're checking for it. In fact, so much so that you're not necessarily going to find anything. I mean, nowadays we put, the minig is to put, but before that minig, or people who don't have a minig, you could easily search for chometz without finding anything. And you still make the mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz, right? The Bedikas Chometz, you could successfully do the mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz without finding anything.
It's not
brachah l'vatar. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So why do we make the brachah of Al-Biyu Chometz on the destruction of Chometz? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot and Aleph tells us an important concept. Koidim shiyas chiliv doig, before you start to do bdikas chometz, kedei, in order shetei ha-brocha, that the brocha should be oivelas yoson. Now the concept of oivelas yoson is the concept that you have to always make a brocha before birkas ha-mitzvahs. You always have to do a birkas ha-mitzvahs straight before the performance of the mitzvah. So, if you shake the lulav, so you have to do the brocha before you shake the lulav. If you eat matzah, you've got to make the bracha before eating matzah. Similarly, also, you have to make the bracha prior to doing Bedikas Chometz. That's the concept of Kodim Shias Chiliv Doik. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Beis tells us, Yivorech, Yesh Oim Shetoyv Sheitol Yod of Kodim, Vurak Meshum Nikiyas. Some say it is proper, it is right to wash your hands before Bedikas Chometz, and this is only because of Nikiyas, because of cleanliness. It's interesting that the Mishnah points out over here, you have to wash your hands before that. Not sure. This Mishnah always, I don't know, what do you think about it? You've got to wash your hands before Bedikas Chometz.
Is it a bit like washing hands before tefillin? It's a preparation.
We don't normally do before, I mean, is it because of the bracha or because of the mitzvah? So before a mitzvah, you have to wash your hands. That sounds very chassidish. Before giving tzedakah, you're going to wash your hands. Okay, that's benom lechaveiro. Let's think of benom lemakom. Before doing dalet minim, will you wash your hands? If you know they're clean, you didn't touch any shoes. You don't necessarily do. So it's interesting that we're finding this concept of it. Pardon? And if you, let's say you're doing dalet minim in the sukkah before that, or whatever. Let's say you do dalet min, you what are, before Hadlokas Neiros Chanukah, yeah, many people will wash their hands, but, will you wash your hands? And it's interesting, Mishnah points out, Yishom Shetov Shetol Yod of Kodim V'rak Mishum Nikias. Sounds interesting, but anyway, Mishnah Wosef Kotten Gimel, Albi Yochomet. V'afagav, the Einu Mevayr Adlemach, although, you're not actually physically destroying the Chomet until the next day, yeah, lemacha. Mikol Mokin, nevertheless, given the bdika zu letzoich biu, since this bdika is facilitating the biu, which is taking place tomorrow, have a me'ein habiu, it is, how are we going to translate me'ein habiu? It is similar, it's in preparation, it's in line with, it's introducing the destruction, so it's a necessary component of the destruction tomorrow. Therefore, you make the bracha of al biyo chametz on the actual bdika, even if you don't find anything. Ve'en mevarchin al bdikas chametz, we do not make the bracha of al bdikas chametz. Ve'en zeisoif mitzvah, so that's not the completion of the mitzvah. In fact, there's no point just finding chametz. If you haven't completed the mitzvah, just finding chametz. What are you going to do if you find chametz? The crunch is still to come, right? Yeah, you've got to do something with it. So you can't make the bracha b'dikas chametz because you've got to remove it. You've got to get rid of it. The end is, so if mitzvot, so v'gan mevorchen al bitl chametz, you can't make a bracha bitl chametz, kim the ikra bitl toloi b'leiv, because that's something which is heart dependent. V'en mevorchen al vom shuliv, you will never make a bracha on something which is purely in your mind or in your heart. In berich leva'er, yotze, and if you made the bracha of leva'er, you are yotze b'di'evet. What if somebody b'di'evet? What if somebody by mistake said the bracha? Bracha to Hashem Elokein Melech Olam Asher Kedushon Mitzvah Sovetzvon Al Bdikas Chometz. He said he made the wrong bracha. I'm sure it's happened. Yeah, but what if if a person did by mistake? So it's not yotze. Should make a bracha again?
Well, he might be
yotze
the
b'dika. Yeah, yotze the b'dika. Yeah. I'm talking about the bracha. Right, b'dika will be yoytze the b'dika, I agree with that. My question is, does he need to say the bracha again? If a person says al b'dikas chametz instead of al biyo chametz, yoytze or not yoytze, to do the bracha again correctly, or it's fine, but
you have it. The right kavana when he said it?
Right kavana.
So it's a derabon, so
it's not a sofek, Why is it? I'm saying, you're saying he's done the wrong bracha.
It's a sofek whether he's been mekayim in the mitzvah.
The mitzvah for sure is fulfilled the mitzvah.
He's still going to destroy the next day.
He will destroy. My question is in terms of the bracha. Does he need to say the bracha correctly? No, I'm talking about the gentleman that started the b'dikas chametz. He started the b'dikas chametz, and before starting, he made the bracha. Bracha to Hashem al b'dikas chametz. And he started searching, and suddenly his wife says, "Sorry, is that? I'm just checking the machzor. Is that really the?" Is that really the rabbi? Yeah, sure, we do it every year like this. He said, no, you write the check. And then he said, oh yes, you're right, actually, and then now the question, now he says, oh yes, you're actually right, this time you're right. And then she says, you've got to do the right bracha. And he says, actually, I'm not sure, should I say the right bracha or not? Are you it's a bit evident or not? Yeah, so that you're saying, you should say Baruch Shem, and then say the right bracha. Yeah? Is that what you're saying? You should say the right bracha, but the evidence is okay. Shy the text. So you're saying that, but the evidence should be fine. So the Maestro Rabbi is saying, I would have thought that, but the evidence, you would have probably said it's Me'ein HaBocha, it's in line. What it? That's right. Yeah, you would have thought that perhaps it's a. But the Maaseh people got in Paskins that you're not Yotze. The person who says Al Bdikas Chometz should say the correct bracha. He has to say the bracha again. You're not Yotze at all, even with
Yevet. What about if you did it at 9 o'clock at night and and you want to, you shouldn't have brachos. You have to start the whole.
No, b'dikas chametz you'll be. You do have to do a sort. You do have to do a b'dika. In other words, if you cannot make the bracha again on nothing. And not only that, but if you do say, yeah, you have to search something which hasn't been searched before that. So you need to do a new proper b'dika. And if there's nothing to search anymore because it's been, you know, from top to bottom, it's been, then you can't make another. You can't make. The subsequent day. Because I don't know if the takon has been.
Yeah. Anyway,
I don't know if you can, the bracha can be chal b'diavad on that. I don't know. You know what? We'll have to see. I don't remember that. I don't know. Right. Okay. So that's what Mishnah Berurah says. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, just to summarize what we covered this evening, we discussed the important shaila of Meirif versus Bdikas Chometz. And we mentioned the importance of starting Bdikas Chometz in the right time. We spoke about Todeh V'sheino Todeh Todeh Kodem. We spoke about why Bdikas Chometz may not fit in that category because there's a very specific time of Bdikas Chometz. And, but the Meirif said Todeh V'sheino Todeh Todeh Kodem, the person should have Meirif first. We learned about the bracha, which is Asher Kiddushonu Mitzvah Mitzvah Al Biyah Chometz. And we learned that the Mishnah Berurah says it should be over Las Yasson, say the bracha, and straight away go for the b'dika. We also learned the person who wash hands before b'dikas chometz. And we also discussed that a person who says b'dikas chometz is not yotze, even b'diavet. Okay, more on this tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. I wish you a good evening and good chodesh.